Thank you for joining us for our Daily Phil devotional. Take a moment to pray and ask God to prepare your heart to hear from Him.
Well, Merry Christmas. My name is Ryan Paulson, and I'm the lead pastor at Emmanuel Faith Community Church. And I just want to say thank you for listening to our Daily Phil audio podcast devotional today. And as you listen to this devotion, my hope is that you're getting ready to spend the day with loved ones as you celebrate the birth of our Savior, Jesus Christ. My hope is that there are a few presents underneath the tree that have your name on it. However, there's one gift that is essential to Christmas that won't show up underneath your tree. It's the gift of peace. Have you noticed that peace shows up all throughout the Christmas story? Isaiah foretold that the Christ child would be the Prince of Peace. And the angels declared, "Glory to God in the highest, and on earth peace among those with whom He is pleased." Peace is absolutely central to the Christmas story. It might even be argued that peace is the gift that Jesus came to give. However, we have a problem with peace. When we think about the word peace, we typically only think about the absence of war or conflict. But peace means so much more than that. Peace isn't solely passive, it's active. The word translated peace in the English New Testament is the Greek word eirene, which means to join or to tie together into a whole, or even better, to weave back together frayed parts. What a beautiful picture of the gift that Jesus brings. He weaves back together our frayed parts. He is the gift and the Prince of Peace. There are two main ways that Jesus brings this peace. The first is that He gives us peace with God. See, the scriptures are clear that apart from Jesus, we are God's enemies. We are at war with Him. However, through faith, we are reunited with Him and our frayed relationship with the Almighty is made whole. Paul captured this truth in Romans chapter 5, verse 1, when he wrote, "Therefore, since we have been justified by faith, we have peace with God through our Lord Jesus Christ." What great news! However, we don't just have peace with God, we also have peace from God. Jesus is the great physician. He weaves back together the fractures and pain that come through living in a fallen world. He takes our brokenness and failure, and interlaces it with His love, and weaves us back together. We are not like Humpty Dumpty, who couldn't be put back together again. Peace is possible for all humanity. This is what Jesus was born in a manger, what He came to deliver. When we have peace with God and peace from God, we're released into the world to be beacons of light. And one of the best examples of His peace was displayed on Christmas Eve, 1914, in an event often referred to as the Christmas Truce. There was an unofficial ceasefire between German and British soldiers. The troops crossed trenches to exchange seasonal greetings and food and souvenirs. I mean, imagine soldiers at war stopping to converse and to celebrate together. It's hard to picture what that scene might be like, but there's a short film that came out a few years ago that tried to capture that moment. If you have a chance today, hop onto our website and follow the link to that video. Take a few minutes and watch that clip. And as you do, would you ask Jesus how He wants to birth new peace in you this Christmas season? Hey, thanks for listening today. I hope you have a great Christmas. Let me pray for you before you get back to your day. Jesus, thank you so much for coming, living, dying, giving yourself for us. Lord, we celebrate you today, the gift that it is to know you and to know the peace that you bring, peace with God and peace from God. May both be true in our lives today, we pray. In Jesus' name, amen. Amen. Merry Christmas, friends.
Daily Phil Devotionals is a ministry of Emmanuel Faith Community Church. If you'd like to learn more about our church, read more devotionals, listen to our sermons, or give to our ministries, please visit efcc.org.